And still I dream she'll come to me.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Lambert from Calabro, and I am talking to you from Sugar Studios Rehearsal Studios in North Greenwich.
Oh, well, do you know what? We'll start with that then, Jamie, because that's very exciting. Is this? Tell me what you're actually doing in the studios at the moment then.
So my other life, I'm a West End theatre producer. So we're just mounting a show at the moment that's going into the London Palladium next week.
You like to be busy by the sound of things, don't you?
I do very much so.
Well, we're delighted you are, because of course, you know, it was only really a few years back that Calabro were performing a farewell tour, and now you're back, and we're so glad you are. Towards the back end of last year, you announced you were going to be doing this new tour, this very exciting new tour. So what happened then? What brought you back, and how does it feel to be back again?
Well, essentially, when we did the farewell tour, you know, we were all sort of moving into homes and getting married, and some of us starting families. And so it felt like the right time to call it a day. And to be honest, I think the pandemic was very hard on the entertainment industry anyway. So we just felt like it was a natural time to wind down after 8 years. And then we did a 10th anniversary show at Birmingham Symphony Hall a year and a half later that went crazy and sold 4,500 tickets over the course of two shows in a day. We then did a live in London show, album recording at Cadogan Hall, which sold out, and then a Sheffield City Hall 11th anniversary, which sold out. And it became really clear to us that every time we sang together and every time we saw the fans, we just really, really missed them, and we missed it. So we decided to do what the fans have always asked us to do, which is a piano vocal harmonies tour where it's just us and the piano, and to go around some of the most beautiful cathedrals in the UK, which completely sold out and was a massive success. We really, really loved it. And now we're well and truly back and performing again.
Oh, I love that. And I have to say, looking at all the images and the responses to this cathedral tour, it genuinely looks magical. I mean, what was it like? Because that is a very sort of, it's a brave thing to do, because it's very stripped back, that, isn't it? It is basically, your vocal is paramount in that sort of situation, isn't it?
It really is. I think what you could really tell in that situation is how long we've been singing together and how comfortable we are. It is the kind of thing that can be quite frightening, because it's just you and a piano. But I actually think, and I think the fans think, that it is the best that we've ever sounded. It was incredibly strong, really moving. Those venues, singing songs like Bring Him Home from Les Mis in a beautiful cathedral setting with 400 candles, was just the most magical thing. And it's something that I don't think we'll ever take for granted. Albeit, I think if we were to ever do a cathedral tour again, we'd probably do it in the summer, because February was absolutely freezing.
I can imagine, actually. Gosh, if you had made it to the Isle of Man for that, I don't know if you'd have survived, because it's freezing over here. But it did look absolutely glorious. And like you said, it just shows that connection between you all. You obviously really enjoy singing together, don't you?
Oh, it's like nothing else. And I think that was what really brought us back, was that, you know, we've had a really tough time during the pandemic trying to sing together and not being able to, and trying to sing for our audience, and things getting constantly cancelled and rescheduled, and it sort of put a dampener on the whole thing for us, and I think the fans. And then every time that we sang together since has just felt like such a blessing. And there is something so special about standing on stage together and performing the kind of songs that we perform that are full of emotion and mostly musical theatre, in the kind of harmonies that we get to do, and seeing the reaction that gives you from an audience. And, you know, one thing that we've always been very clear about is our fans are such a huge part of the group. It's not just me, Matt, Michael and Tom. It's very much a big family, and we really, really are grateful to the fans for still, you know, we're now nearly 12 years in, and we still get to sell out venues and talk to them and sing to them. And that is just something that so many people never get to experience, and we're incredibly lucky and grateful.
It is that musical connection with your collaborators. I love the fact you call them collaborators, by the way. That's just wonderful.
Yeah.
And there was a beautiful story, actually, that came out about, was she 83-year-old Joyce, was it? With St. Neots, who it was her dream to kind of come and see you and met you, and how it just sort of made it for it. And it was one of those moments that really proves what music can do for you.
Oh, it was so special. I mean, Joyce, bless her, has been a collaborator fan for a long time. And I don't think ever thought that she'd get to meet us again. And then when we announced the Harmonies tour, Brian, from who runs the care home where Joyce lives, did get in touch and just said, look, it's been her dream forever. She really, really wants to come and see you. Is there any way we can make this happen? And I said, well, look, like, if you can get her there, then we'll bring her backstage. We'll have a chat and we'll meet her properly, and then we'll sort you some tickets to the show. And bless them, they did sort the travel out, which was incredible. I mean, what an amazing set of people to do that for somebody who looks next to us. And we really enjoyed meeting her. And what's really special about that is that she has a connection to us through our music and has wanted to meet us and thought she never would. And we've finally been able to put her face to the name and have some sort of proper quality time with her and tell her how much it means to us that she supports us in that way.
Oh, I love that you've never lost that. Obviously, that excitement and that joy and that connection with your fans is just so beautiful. What a lovely story. And I should say to those listening, you can go see photos of Joyce with the guys, and it's a wonderful thing to see. I have to mention as well, I was so excited to see that you were on stage with our own Samantha Barks.
Oh, yeah, we love Sam. So Sam is a really good friend of ours, and my company was actually producing her Cathedral tour as well. And the opportunity came up for, she was actually launching her Cathedral tour in a theatre at the Adelphi Theatre in London in the West End, which was added later due to phenomenal demand. And she'd already done a London Palladium earlier in the year, so we didn't think that was going to happen. And when she announced the Adelphi, it just sort of, the timings worked out for us to go and join her on stage and do a couple of songs, which is really special because Sam is the most incredible person, brilliant actress, brilliant singer, fantastic mother, just brilliant all round, and lovely to work with. So being able to get on stage, and I think we probably had quite a lot of crossover in our fan bases, so it was really nice for us to go and like have a try out of what it was going to be doing a piano vocal on Sam's stage with a similar setup before we actually headed out on our tour. Oh, she's always been really, she's really proud that she's from the Isle of Man. And we talked about it actually because I mentioned that we were coming over. We've actually played the venue before. We've played the Isle of Man before. We love it. We've been a couple of times, and every time it's been a fantastic night. So we're really excited to come back.
And the Gaiety, to be fair, I know obviously it's not the Cathedral, but the Gaiety is such a special venue, isn't it? And I think when you're on that sort of stage, I remember a few years back working with the film festival over here, and we brought Sir John Hurt over, and he walked onto the stage and he got quite emotional because he said he could feel the imprint of all of those who'd been on that stage before, and it just has such an atmosphere about it.
Yeah, the Gaiety is amazing. It's one of those few venues left that really speaks back to that proper old music hall kind of place with real history and the legendary performers that have been on that stage. You know, there's very few venues left like that that are still running at the capacity that the Gaiety runs at. And we've done two shows at the Gaiety, I believe, in the past. And both of them I remember incredibly well and we had the most fantastic time. We really, really loved it. And the only thing that I remember that wasn't so good was the very bumpy landing on the plane. But apart from that, it was fabulous.
Oh, just introducing you to island life there. That's what we have to put up with all the time. Well, hopefully it won't be quite so bumpy this time round because you're coming back to us on the 28th of March and we're so excited. What can we expect from this performance then? What are you going to bring to us?
Oh, we're going full out as always. Loads of songs from the musicals, lots from Les Mis, Phantom of the Opera, but maybe some slight surprises as well. We're really, really excited to come back and sort of show. We feel like from the audience reactions and from it's hard to articulate, but we get better as a band as we get older because we spend more time together and because we're such good friends and because we spend so much time with our audiences as well. And it just it makes the shows better every single time. And we haven't been back to the Isle of Man in quite a long time. So we're really excited to come back and show people, you know, how good we are now and how excited we are to get on stage and really kind of get into those musical theatre songs and give people a kind of night that, yeah, you might cry a little bit at the sad stuff, but you also laugh a lot because we've got loads of stories now and we've really grown into that sort of entertaining side of things. So I really hope people come along, have a really good night and then tell us all about it afterwards. Give us a message.
Oh, yeah, because you're so interactive with your fans as well, which is a really wonderful thing. I mean, it's amazing, isn't it, really, when you think when you first did Britain's Got Talent all those years ago, and now, you know, 3 million or more records worldwide, 500,000 tour tickets, you've performed with absolute legends over the years. I mean, did you really think it was going to ever get to this?
No, I think that's been the best thing about it, is that, you know, when we won the show, we never, well, one, we didn't expect to win. Two, we never expected it to sort of have the success that it did. And, you know, we've traveled all over the world. We've had number one records in Asia, and won sort of their version of Brit Awards over in Japan. We've been to America. We've been all over Europe. And we've done 8 now, I think, maybe 7 of our own UK tours, headline venues like the Royal Albert Hall, London Palladium multiple times. We've been at Wembley. We've been at the O2 Arena. And all we wanted from this was to sing for a living. And I think the fact that we're able to, you know, we had that break, and we kind of managed to, two of us got married, and you know, we all have like long-term partners and really lovely home lives. And so to be able to come back and still be selling out venues and still be doing genuinely what we love for a living, which is getting on stage with your best friends, performing music that you love for people that you love, it's something that I don't think we ever expected would happen. And every single time that something happens with Calabro that we never thought would happen, we just take it in our stride, and we've always learned not to expect things and just to enjoy them as they come. And it's one of the beauties about being able to do it 12 years later, is that, you know, we're all a lot more mature now, and so we can really view these things as the gift that they are, and it means more than I think any of us could ever articulate, that people still buy tickets to come and see us and have a great night.
Do you know, I think you just articulated it brilliantly, Jamie. That was so lovely. Honestly, your enthusiasm for it and your excitement for it, as if you were still just kind of kids, is just, it's a beautiful thing to experience. And I know it's something that you absolutely share with your fans, with your collaborators, and new fans, of course, as well, who I'm sure there are many adding to that group on a daily basis. Well, we're really excited about you coming over. There are only a few tickets left, so do make sure you get your tickets as quickly as possible. You know, you want to. And then what is coming up next for you all then? What happens after this?
Well, this is the other thing, because we did the Cathedral tour thinking this would be a lovely way to come back, and if it's successful, we'll see what happens afterwards. And it was such a roaring success that we're now planning loads of things that I can't tell you about until they're announced, but there's lots of really, really exciting stuff happening. We've got a couple of other things in the pipeline that are announced. We've got a gig in Manchester at the Trafford Centre in June, and we're doing Lavenham Festival later in the year, plus a couple of other bits and pieces. But there are some really big things that have come out of the success of the Cathedral tour, which we'll be bringing to people as soon as we can talk about them. But they're all very exciting, and I think it's safe to say that we are back and in a big way.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear. I can't wait to hear who the names are, considering, you know, previously it's been like Barry Manilow. I mean, come on, that's not bad, is it? So I can't wait to hear who these people are. But it's been an absolute joy chatting with you, Jamie. We're so excited for you coming back. We can't wait for the 28th of March and to hear what you're going to bring. I'm wishing for you a very safe and bump-free flight this time round.
Thank you. We can't wait to see everyone there. We're really looking forward to it.